Freya Brunson, Jenna Young, welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
Now, Valentine's Day at Science Central means another heartfelt, interactive murder mystery, my cold-hearted Valentine, in fact. And curiously, this was conceived as a one-time-only, fun, adult night event thing to do. And it's in its third very successful year. Why the appeal, do you think?
I think there's a little homicide in everyone's heart.
That's a good point, Jenny. What about you, Freya?
I think it's a different thing to do. People in Fort Wayne like to do new, exciting things. And when you can involve science and murder and adult fun at the Science Center, I think it's a fun combination.
Near Valentine's Day. That is very, very clever. Now, the second point of interest, this is all written and produced and performed by the Science Central staff. Is it as popular with them as it is with your participants in the event?
It is just as popular. And we get lots of ideas throughout the year on how we can murder people. So there's a running list of backlog of ideas.
Great. From start to finish, what goes into this production?
It's a combination of recruiting actors, who wants to be a suspect, who wants to possibly be the murderer, also recruiting community experts to help along with the story, especially
to validate that what we're yeah. putting out there is actually
accurate.
Conceivable. Yes. Right. So it's important that we're scientifically accurate as well as fun that night.
Mm-hmm. All good points. But in the meantime, you do have to write it. How do you then translate it into a script?
Well, we often start with our victim and work backwards from there. We usually have an outline of four suspects. Then we try to think of what their relationship is to the victim. They all work together, typically at Science Central. Our staff, we lose one every year.
I'm so sorry to hear that. No, I'm not. I'm actually delighted to hear that. Freya, how many people are involved in the actual writing?
We usually keep that pretty close to the chest. So usually only three people know the whole plot because we don't want to let the cat out of the bag who has done it.
It is holding a secret.
Right.
For X amount of time.
Right.
Interesting. What kind of a time frame, by the way, goes into this? How many months?
6 months, I would say, between recruiting the experts, the actors, refining the story. And then we've been very fortunate. The people that have come in and acted for us are also involved often in the community theater. So even though they're on our staff, they're very talented in that way as well.
Okay. Do you go for costumes?
We've done a couple of different years in a row. So the first year they dressed in outfits that would exemplify their personality. And then the next year we decided that they would be dressed as our typical staff. Overall, I think people like to dress in their character's personality a little more. It brings out whether they're a creepy ex-boyfriend or... possibly
deadbeat sister, yeah. Which is my character this year.
Interesting characters and perspectives then you go for.
Right.
They're all part of this
right.
cast.
Right.
How many rehearsals does a production like this require once you get the story down and even know who your invited experts and such are going to be?
We typically go for about 6 to 8 rehearsals about once a week leading up to the event. Since it's a lot of improv, as long as people know their character mm-hmm. and know what their character would say, nothing is set in stone as far as what they may say.
That makes sense. It also sounds like it makes for the fun of it. And I must say that 6-ish rehearsals is pretty ambitious because this is all over and above everybody's daily job.
Correct. Mm. Correct. I would say that it helps to refine the character, and we practice the character mm-hmm. with our committee. So we have a community committee. Once we have our characters set, we'll invite the committee to come in and try to poke holes in our character so that we're ready. Because we get some really strange questions.
You have ready. To be yes. ready to answer all of those.
Yes.
Is your whole facility the stage, then?
Yeah, we use the entire building for our production. So you'll get your information packet where you can find a map of where the activities are, where you can find the suspects on the exhibit floor to interview them, or where they'll have their formal interviews throughout the night or interrogations. And also where you can find the experts and the bars and food, too. So we make it a full facility event.
That is so clever. Now, the experts, obviously, they are playing themselves.
Correct.
Where does their involvement come into the fun of the evening?
They offer a more in-depth explanation of what we're talking about. So if someone really wants to know the details of how DNA analysis works or how a bullet can be forensically investigated, they are there to answer those questions. I feel like people really take them up on that.
Certainly. It's a Science Central approach.
Exactly.
And I think the visitors come in with different ideas about the event. Mm-hmm. So some really want to solve the murder. Some want to interact a lot with the actors while other people will stand back and listen. Some just come to drink and play on the exhibits that night.
Well, then there is something for everyone. Mm-hmm. And some just want to have a very unique Valentine's experience.
Right. And it was our first event where we had a proposal at the photo booth. So we've had a proposal on that night and they've since gotten married and are still married.
That is just too sweet.
It really is. And if things don't go well later, then we can write them into the murder script in some
way. Science Central is all about being hands-on. It's usually with kids. So how do you get the adults engaged, comfortable, and really looking for that evidence and jumping into it?
Well, having a bar helps, but that doesn't always appeal to everyone.
Right.
So that evening, as actors, we're not together. We're in different parts of the building.
Sure.
So they have to seek us out. Another way that we engage visitors is sometimes we'll pass notes to each other and we'll get the visitors to take the note. Generally, it takes adults a little bit longer to warm up than children. So the first part of the night is the most challenging for us. But once the evening gets kicked off, interaction is just natural.
They really do get lost in the whole
fun
of the evening, or the whole mystery of the evening, I should say.
So how many guests can you accommodate? We accommodate right around 500 for the evening.
Oh my goodness. Your facility is spacious, but that's a lot of people.
It is a lot of people, but it adds to the fun because in addition, we have the bar, we have food, we have photo booth. There are lots of things for people to do that night.
As well as solve a crime.
As well as solve a crime.
Are there repeat participants now that you're in your third year? People come back every year for this?
Yes, absolutely.
And I know your participants have to be 21.
Yes.
What's the age span that you expect?
Initially, we thought they were going to be millennials. But the first event, we had everyone from 21 to, I think we were topping out at 80.
That's great. And is it safe to say that the eating and drinking and making merry is a big draw as well as the whole other night's mystery fun?
Absolutely. In addition to participating with the actors and activities and everything, they just like to get hands-on with the exhibits as well. So definitely there's something for everyone to do.
And as a matter of fact, is there a final act written into this mystery?
There is. And at 9:30 that evening, we will have the big reveal so people can find out if their guess as to who did it, who done it, is correct. And prior to that, we often have a vote to see who thinks who did it and why and find out who was right.
I have to say I'm completely innocent. And that's my story the whole night.
Good job, I have to say, Jenny. So one or more of your sleuth guests cracks the case. Is that a point of pride?
I think so. Some people get very competitive and you can often see them in the crowd. They are attending the interviews. They are going to every single forensic activity station and they are going to find out. It's a lot of fun to see people get so into this.
Oh, it sounds it. So I know you've got a lot to do to get ready for this event. Before I let you two go, besides a passionate night of fun, what do you hope all of your guests take away from this science-centralized, my cold-hearted Valentine mystery experience?
I think just knowing that Science Central is for everybody, including adults, and that they can have fun at a science center.
I would say the same thing, that science is for people of all ages, and really that it's not just for nerds. It's for the artistic, it's for the curious, it's for everyone.
Including would-be murderers. I
mean, yes, yes.
Only for one night a year. Freya Berntsen and Jenny Young are Science Central's School and Public Programs Manager and Education Director, respectively. Thank you so much for joining us today, ladies, and good luck uncovering whodunit.
Thank you, Julia.
Thank you.